The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty.
Text 51551. The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, knitting needles, balls of wool and bobbins of thread. The knitting and stitching show is underway at the RDS and continues until Sunday. Well, the exhibition halls are crowded and thousands of knitters and stitchers and creative people are attending workshops, galleries and exhibitions. We asked intrepid reporter Charlie Bird and Owen Murphy, the entertainment editor with the Daily Mail, to get the real story of what really goes on at this popular event and to turn their hand to a spot of knitting and stitching themselves. Owen and Charlie are very welcome in this morning. I'm just a little bit disappointed that you've no needle, you've no thread, you've no wool. I thought you were going to come. Oh, you have a scarf that you knitted.
I have a scar in my finger from a pin which I put through it.
I see.
One of my fingers.
Yes, actually, we had to put it through health and safety. But one of the things we were just saying there, it's an extraordinary event, and I believe it didn't open until 10 a.m. yesterday, but there were queues outside from 9 o'clock onwards.
Well, when I arrived there at about a quarter to 12, it was a Leinster rugby match, an All-Ireland. It was absolutely gobsmacking, the numbers of people who were queuing to get in there. Mm. I never realised that you'd have such a queue for such an event in all my life. It's absolutely flabbergasted by what I saw. And once you got inside, it was just incredible. It was amazing.
You can forget the matchmaking festivals, though. If you were a single man looking for a partner, maybe not in the younger age bracket, yes. It was...
Well, there wasn't too many men standing out. No, there were certainly very few men. But, you know, it wasn't just the middle-aged, mature women. No, yes. But there were actually...
I kind of went looking and I can tell you that it was more of a kind of a, I don't know, a reunion for the Legion
maybe
of Mary.
My age
okay, so you weren't impressed then.
It's not that I wasn't impressed, but
I was
expecting...
You just saw nobody of your age there.
Indeed, and I thought because it's become such a hipster thing to be sewing and to be knitting again, that I thought there would be this cool corner of hipsters, but they obviously didn't turn up.
Or else you didn't find it. Anyway, we're going to rewind about 24 hours and we're going to hear from Charlie. Charlie, you went to a class to learn how to stitch and this is how you got on.
So Paula, I'm sitting in a workshop and they're all ladies here. I'm the only man. So, and all these are sewing machines, are they?
These are sewing machines. What you're going to start with is you've got a pattern.
Right.
You've got this magic paper and you're going to trace your pattern first.
Yeah.
So we give you a pen and a ruler.
Oh, and you trace the pattern
on it?
We'll
give you a special paper. Find it for you now.
So you pin it here?
One pin in each corner, yeah?
In the four corners there?
Yeah, four corners. By the end, Charlie, you'll have produced a foundation-pieced Christmas tree with little different sections as part of the tree. Is your finger okay there?
Yeah,
you got yourself a pin.
You noticed that.
I heard the deep intake of it.
Yeah, and it's not even a war zone. When you're putting the pin in, you've got to be careful. So this is we're doing a Christmas tree, but where would you put this? Would you put it on a cushion or do you just hang it on something?
This technique has a variety of uses. This we would just use as a simple little wall hole or hanging, even a pot stand.
So how do you get the machine to move?
Foot on the pedal. The accelerator is down below.
All right. Foot on the pedal and you just hit it.
Yeah, it'll go on, go on, go.
Did I do it?
Yeah.
Yoo-hoo. I just noticed, Paula, that it says your name and then Irish Prison Education Services.
Yes.
So you do work in the...
I would be based in Limerick Prison.
Oh, right.
That's where I teach. I have some of my students work here today.
Fantastic. Oh, brilliant. Okay, Paula, be honest, not very well.
I think you did quite well for a beginner and, you know, considering the amount of talking you were doing, I think it's amazing that you actually got some stitching done.
Yes, indeed. You have to stay silent through a lot of this work, Charlie. How are your Christmas trees getting on?
Not very well, but what was remarkable you see quilts, which are absolutely fantastic and are often auctioned for charities and events like that. But, you know, what you could learn there yesterday was, in fact, the basics of making a little pattern for a quilt. Mm. You know, so maybe one section of it. So maybe that's what I might do in my dotage. I might start making little sections for quilts. But there is absolutely no doubt there was an amazing buzz there.
Yeah.
And some of the people who were at the class that I was at, I mean, they were turning them out within the hour.
it.
And the enthusiasm for it was absolutely fantastic.
You could possibly make an outfit for your Come Dancing outing soon. Isn't that right?
Yeah, this is Come Dancing for, it's for Breast Cancer Ireland in
maybe
a couple of weeks'
make
time.
Maybe a shorter class of a shirt or something.
Yeah, I'm actually trying to work on a pink onesie. I'm not certain if you could if you could actually sew them. But
Probably not. But Owen, you attempted to learn how to make a flower using a needle and thread, and this is how you got on.
Hi, I'm Wendy. I'm your teacher for today. So hello, Owen.
Nice to meet you, yep.
I want you to come and join these ladies who are saying you're the only man, but that shouldn't put you off.
Blessed am I amongst women. Indeed, yes. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Should I be really worried?
Yes.
Brilliant, brilliant. Oh, the smell of estrogen in the air is petrifying.
First thing you have to do is fold your big square in half.
What am I actually doing?
You're making a flower.
I'm making a flower. Okay.
Fold it in half again. And you notice the pretty side of the fabric is on the outside.
Okay.
Once you've done that, you're going to stitch around the outside of the circle with a gathering stitch, which is a running stitch. But let's take you bit by
bit. One bit at a time. We'll start with the scissors.
Right?
So it's kind of like a rosette, really, is what
it's
I'm making.
It's exactly like a rosette, yes. And then you do the same thing again with your smaller one, which is your blue one there, and then you cover your button.
Okay.
And that's your first flower.
Okay, all right.
Okay, which I would want you to wear with pride.
I will indeed, yeah. Maybe not out in public, but no, it is a disaster. The needle is gone. The needle has gone. The needle is gone. Hiya.
Hi, I'm Gemma. I'm from Ballantyr, and I've come to escape the kids for the day.
And this is your idea of escaping? No spa treatments, no sewing?
No. I can't sew, so I thought I'd come and learn to sew.
Is it cool, do you think, sewing? Has it come back in, and is it now something that made the dreaded word hipsters, but is it actually cool?
I'm not so sure about the sewing. Definitely the crochet and the knitting is definitely becoming very cool, because you can just see how many young people are here.
Yeah.
There's an awful lot of people in their early 20s. It's become very cool for a lot of the male stars in Hollywood, etc., to actually knit and crochet, and you'll see photos of them. Your man that won the Oscar for Dallas Buyers Club. He knits.
Matthew McConaughey
has posed in photos for knitting. He does pose. Sylvester Stallone as well.
I would love to see Sylvester Stallone doing this, trying to get a flower out of a piece of thing. That's my number one on my wish list now. Matthew McConaughey's weird though. Would you wear this out in public? Because I don't know. Have I done a good job here?
You've done a very good job. All we have to do now is put a button on there.
A button.
That hides those gathers, and you've got a really lovely Suffolk puff flower. And you can wear these in your hair.
You didn't take up the offer there, Owen.
I didn't bother. I have very little hair as it is, so I thought I'd just keep it as it is. But it was, you know what? It's quite a humbling thing. There's about 12, 14 women in the group, and they are flying it. And there's caution to the wind, needles flying everywhere. And they're making these amazing little things. Like, mine was just appalling.
It was so
embarrassing.
And just you just can't see yourself as a knitter or a stitcher.
Just 10 thumbs here on my hands. And it was like the worst episode of Mad Men you've ever seen. Just me sitting down, and these women were just furiously sewing. And they loved it. And that was the thing you got. They were passionate about it.
Yeah.
You know, this was, for them, was a break. It was a way of getting away for the kids, learning a new skill. And even talking to them afterwards, because of the way things are in this country, the opportunity of fixing clothes, whereas in the past that was gone.
Yes.
I can't remember the last time.
You didn't fix garments.
Yeah, completely. Or even one of the ladies beside me was talking to me about getting shoes mended. Like, you just don't do that, or we haven't done that in the past 5 or 6 years. And they're kind of back doing that, and it's a skill they kind of want to learn again.
Back to the basics.
Yeah, completely.
Yeah. And now, Charlie, you did a bit of exploring in addition to your workshop, and you met some of the thousands of happy stitchers and knitters. Let's hear that.
How are you? Listen, my name is Charlie Bird.
Just about to say we recognise you.
Listen, I'm visiting this amazing...
We are too. We're visiting too.
Charlie, you look better in the flesh.
Thanks very much.
you're good looking.
Could you say that's a chat-up line? Anyway,
I'm too old for that now.
Anyway, listen, it's just amazing, isn't it?
It's fantastic.
Have you been over there where the exhibition
no,
is?
No, but I'm telling you, we're walking around, but to see the numbers of people here.
And they're queuing
outside the door. That's
the seven sins in the exhibition.
Yeah? The seven sins.
Yeah, go looking for the seven sins in the
exhibition. My granny never knitted anything like that, I'll tell you. You should wouldn't have a look at them.
Lost. You can imagine what lust is.
What is lust? And they're knitting things to do with lust.
Mother of God, what's going on in this place?
It's felting. It's an exhibition. I think it's NCAD. It's a character in red with a big penis.
Oh, I don't think you're allowed to say a penis on the John Murray program.
Exactly, that's what I'm telling you. Don't push that.
On the sitting and knitting program.
I've heard John Murray say words.
Were you shocked?
Oh, no, I'm too old to be shocked now.
No, it's really fast. Bamboozled.
But as we came in, I said to my friend, isn't it sad I don't even have a knitting needle anymore? And she says, why? I said, when I got married all those years ago, I said I had to throw them out. My husband couldn't stand the click of the needles. And I said, I figured out, actually, he was associating knitting with poverty because they were poor growing up and his mother was always knitting, knitting.
I can imagine.
Go and buy what you want, he said. Go and buy what you want.
Yeah.
So put the foamy needles out.
But not anymore.
Maybe they'll have to change the caption then. We call it stitching and bitching, but it's knitting and stitching.
Oh, stitching and bitching. I love that caption. Where did you come up with that?
They have cafes now called stitching and bitching. Did you not know that?
Growing again.
And also the numbers of young girls and young people here is just remarkable.
It is.
So it's
and
not just for
but it's the art
for fogies like you and I of an age.
Well, now they are, Charlie, and look at you there in your done stores. You should go out there and get someone to knit you one.
Oh, God!
There you are. Matchmaking.
Yes, indeed, Charlie. They're a very happy crew, aren't they? They're all loving it.
Actually, do you know the one thing which I think is great? I mean, when I was a young kid, you know, my mother and my aunts were knitting. You know, my aunt knitted me an Erin sweater over 40 years ago. I still have it.
Have you?
Yeah,
you
I still have it, yes. And about 20 years ago, one of the ladies in Inishere in the Aran Islands knitted me an Erin pullover. Right. I still have that pullover. Actually, I took it to the Arctic and to the Antarctic, both to the North Pole and the South Pole. Right. You know, the material, you know, when you do something that's of quality, when you do something that's really good, and, you know, certainly in you know, making pullovers, things like that, they stand the test of time. And clearly, that's what people want. Mm. You know, you can buy mass-produced clothes or, you know, jumpers or gansies or even socks. But if you knit them or do something, and that's what I thought was just brilliant about, you know, what's going on. Going on for 4 days, people are in there and they're really enthusiastic about it.
And it's so creative as well. Now, Owen, just to contradict your earlier comment, you did meet some young people who were just as eager to learn new skills.
Now, I'm looking at your beautiful baby, Maria, isn't it?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Did you make this amazing cardigan yourself?
I didn't. Pepe Jeans made this one.
Is that what has brought you here today so that you can gain the skills to replicate this? Because you don't seem to fit the age bracket.
No. When I was younger, my gran would have done a lot of knitting with me. So I just really enjoyed it as a kid and then stopped doing it as an adult and just decided I'd come along. I saw it on Groupon and Eva had started sewing at home and doing little bits and pieces, so we just said we'd come and see what it was like for a bit of an experience.
And Eva, do you have many friends who are into this? Is this something that you kind of get together weekends, bottle of wine, sew your backsides off?
No, I'm trying to get people to start that, but it's not happening yet. I'm trying to force it though.
Is it becoming cool?
I think it is, but I'm not sure now we've come here, really, it's not. I really like it. I do like it. I'd like to have more time to do it and stuff. So, well, as a kid, I kind of always found it really therapeutic. And it was something that I did with my gran, so it was kind of a bit of a bonding thing as well. Yeah, when you have a finished product at the end and it's got our decorations for the tree already, make it yourself decorations.
No, there's some young people who are obviously enjoying it on.
No, they did, yeah. But They were tough for me to find. I'm not saying they weren't there. Maybe whatever the time of day I was at, that we did have to, you know, we did have to look around for them. But, you know, when we found them, they were really, really into it. And they were there for the whole day. And she had a young baby. I think she was about 6 months old. And she was wheeling her around. And she was so enthusiastic. And she wanted to go. And she was going to knit some clothes for the baby. And again, as Charlie said, these are lost skills that, you know, people are bringing back.
Would you be tempted to
take it? Oh, God, no. Because, you know what? I thought that I could try my hand at most things and be half decent at it. I don't know whether that's arrogance or folly, but when I tried this, I've never been so bad at something so quickly.
John, I thought there was one interesting thing. The lady, Paula, who was giving me the little lesson, I mean, and I was identifying that she worked in the prison in Limerick.
Limerick, yes.
She went in there to do that. You know, so there is another side to this that people are using. And I was actually looking up a little bit about Paula last night, and clearly she's just so passionate about doing, you know, making quilting and all of that, and going into the prisons to do something about it, to, you know, is a word to encourage people. So, it, you know, there is a, another side to this, not just is it something that's moving on and so many people taking it, but there she was out in the community doing something that's brilliant.
And I believe that the, one of the quilts that was on display was actually done by a prisoner at Limerick Prison.
Yeah, it would not at all surprise me.
It was the Magdalene, wasn't it? The Magdalene
quilt. That's right. Inspired by the whole story with Philomena, I think. Yeah. He made this.
So it's just brilliant.
Yeah. So the $6 million question, would you be tempted to take it up?
No, but I would love to see. I'd have to tell you, I'd love the art of quilting to be able to do something like that. You know, it would really be nice to do.
It would indeed. Thanks a million for going along this yesterday morning and being our guinea pigs. But that's it for now. Charlie Bird and Owen Murphy, thanks very much.
No problem.
Text 51551. The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.